Which Roberto Luongo will show up? Will the Sedins get back to form? And how badly hurt is Ryan Kesler? Fans are questioning the Canucks on all fronts, but how is the team doing mentally? For that, we have sports psychologist Dr. Saul Miller on the line. Now, the Canucks have been trounced in the last two games, but Dr. Miller, how important is it for the players to be able to maybe compartmentalize and move past what happened in Boston?
I think when you play at the level of the at the NHL and you're playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you certainly have to have that ability to tune out what happened yesterday. You have to have a short memory for that. And you have to have that ability to tune into or focus on you at your best, period, regardless of where you are, regardless of what happened in the last game.
So even if, say, Roberto Luongo can move past just the being ventilated like he was in Boston, how does he stay mentally tough enough to not crumble again if they get a couple goals on him?
Well, I mean, you know, that goes with the territory. I mean, goalies have the most pressure of anybody. Jacques Plante, the great Canadiens goalie, once said, can you imagine a job where every time you make a mistake, a red light goes on and 15,000 people stand up and cheer? You know, I mean, that's pressure. And so other players may be playing poorly, but it's really showcased for the goalie. And you just have to have that emotional toughness. You have to have that, as I said, that short memory. And I think when I'm working with athletes, what we're going back to always is basics and fundamentals. You know, there's what I call their ABCs, and that's what you focus on. It's good technique, it's, you know, great positioning, staying square to the shooter, rebound control. That has to be your only focus. When you start questioning yourself, and it certainly appears that he's doing some of that, then it undermines your performance.
Okay, now a lot of the pundits are suggesting that Tim Thomas, the goalie for Boston, has gotten into the Canucks' head. So if they follow the guidelines that you're talking about, Thomas shouldn't be an issue.
Exactly. They've got to focus on you know, doing what they do well, moving the puck, getting pucks deep, driving the net, all of those kind of things. I remember years ago when Dominik Hasek was really dominant, and one of the teams contacted me in the playoffs because there was a sense, we can't beat this guy. And I said, just show a couple of videos of all the mistakes he makes. I mean, make it clear to people that he's certainly not invulnerable. And but the players have to do their thing. They have to move their feet, win puck battles, get pucks deep, drive the net, shoot to score. That's what their focus has to be.
Now, if we're talking about the Canucks sort of moving on from the last two games and forgetting about them, presumably Boston doesn't have the same motivation to forget about the past two. Is there a chance they could be getting a little overconfident here after those two blowouts?
Well, I mean, certainly, there's a chance of that. I mean, again, if I'm coaching the Bruins, what you're saying to them is, guys, the thing that's made us effective in the last couple of games is we're working hard, we're finishing checks, we're getting in these guys' faces, we're winning the puck battles. I mean, we have got to do that every shift. And so, you know, you bring people back into the present. Everybody in sport always talks about it's playing this game, it's playing this shift, and that's what it's about. It's staying in the present.
Okay, now if Canucks GM Mike Gillis gave you a call today, asked you to talk to the team ahead of this game today, what would you have to say?
Well, you know, the first thing is, I wouldn't think that would be a good idea. I've done this. I was working with a team in Switzerland last year, and we came down to Game 7, exactly that, and the coach called me up and want you to speak to the team. But I had worked with that team over the course of the year. So then it wasn't a strange voice coming in, and I was just reminding the guys of the very basic things that we do. I would say to them, had I had a relationship with them, we're a very good team. We have to use our speed. We have to play our game. We have to have discipline. We can't get caught up in the nonsense and the chirping and the, you know, the after-the-whistle stuff that they're trying to bring on. We have to focus on what got us there, which is our speed, our intelligence, and our skill. That's who we are. We're the better team. Let's go out and play some very good hockey.
All right. Nothing like a little positive reinforcement.